Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Everyone, I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Praise God, praise God. And I want you to know, and I'm so glad that you're here with me. And I am live and in living color. And so if you want to join me, you can. At the number is 515-605-9726. And we can talk about our topic on today, lest we forget to boast in the Lord. So I'm praising God that I know who I am. I am a customer service agent for Jesus, and what I do is service souls. I'm so glad that God told me who I am, so I have no doubt, praise God, as to who I am and what my journey is all about. And I do it intentionally, praise God, I do it intentionally. Because I love what the Lord is doing in my life, in my ministry. And I praise God for that on today. And there's a couple of things that I want you to do to check out for me. One is I would love for you to go to my website and check it out, my new website, praise God. And that's at www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and go there and check me out. Check out my books, check out my my podcast, and what it all is about to me. Praise God. And then I want you to check out my prayer line. Praise God. Each morning, Monday through Friday, we are praying from 7:15 until, I did have it until 7:30, but praise God, we tend to go over. So now I just say from 7:15 until. And you can join me on that prayer line at 515-6-5329, and the code is 634-812. And you can join us in prayer each morning. And if you have a prayer request, and you maybe you can't join us on the line, but you can go to my webpage, and you can go down there and leave that request right on my webpage, and it will come to me in my email. And if you would like to email me your prayer request or a request to come and encourage people where you are and whatever you're doing, you can do that at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Praise God. I am so grateful to God for all that He is doing in my life, how He encourages me, and He continues to do that. And I thank him for it. He's always doing something. Said every time I turn around, praise God, another blessing, another blessing. And you know that it's got to be from our God. He said that we are the apple of his eye. And so just like a natural father loves his children, God loves us, his children also. So we praise God on this afternoon. So let's just have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into this topic, lest we forget to boast in the Lord. Have you forgotten? Oh, praise God. But let's go before the Lord right now. Gracious Father, we sure do thank you, and we magnify you for who you are. For you are great, and you're worthy of every one of our praises. And God, we give them to you on today. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Lest we forget how great you are, Lord. And we thank you for it right now, God. Thank you that you're in our lives, God. Thank you that you make the difference. Thank you that you're our doctor, our healer, our deliverer. Thank you. Thank you for it right now, God. And we thank you. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praises all day long, God, for what you've done, doing, and going to do in our lives, Father. We ask that you would go into the hospitals, go in the nursing homes, go in the homes, oh God, of your people, oh God, and bless their Lord. Some are going through many things, oh God, but you know how, Lord. You know how, God. And you said we could ask you, praise God, to get out of some of these situations the wisdom, your wisdom, how to go about doing it, God. And we thank you for it right now, that we have you and we can come to you and we can ask you. Thank you for being our God. We ask that you would look on all of our leaders, God, leaders of our country, our state, our city, our spiritual leaders, oh God, in the name of Jesus, our pastors, our ministers, our missionaries, everyone, God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you on this afternoon, God. Thank you for this podcast, God. Thank you for the topics that you give me to talk about, God. Thank you that I magnify you to the point, God, that I desire that you give me, God. And I thank you for that. I thank you in the name of Jesus. And you said if we would acknowledge you, Father, in all of our doings, praise God, that you would direct us. And we thank you for your direction on this afternoon. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you. And amen and amen. Praise God. Praise God. Lest we forget to boast in the Lord. Praise God. You know, usually we boast in ourselves of what we have, that we did it, of what we're doing. We boast in it. But if it had not been for God, who's on our side, oh, praise God, none of us would be able to do or have done anything. In one of my scriptures here, he says that he took the minute things, the base things, and he confounded wise men. Oh, praise God. And the foolish things, and confuse the strong. So it's God that gives us how to do, when to do, how much to do. We couldn't even move or be in our right minds if it was not for God on our side. So, lest we forget to boast in the Lord. Today is Recover All Wednesday. Recover All Wednesday. Praise God. And so Recover All Wednesday is based on 1 Samuel 30 and 8, where David asked God, after the enemy had came into the camp and stole all of the families, David's family, his wives and children, and the others, warriors in the camp. And so David went to God and asked God. See, it's important that no matter what situation that we are in, that we consult God. Ask God about it. What should we do about it? How should we do it? And just get direction from him. And so God told David, yes, he should pursue. And then he told him to recover all. So he not only got back his family, but the spoils, he got those too. So it's a blessing to go to God in with the, whatever the situation. And before we make a move, ask God about the moves that we are about to take. So today is that day. It's a day to recover all that the enemy, oh, praise God, has stolen, has taken from us. And we praise and magnify God on today that he's that kind of a God, that we're not alone in our struggles, in our fights, because he said the battle belongs to him. So all we have to do is give it to him. Make sure we give it to him. Make sure we turn it loose and give it to God. That he, because he said he would fight. He'll fight our battles. Praise God. And he can. So today we are talking about lest we forget to boast in the Lord. Praise God. Was it you that brought you and me thus far? I'm asking your question. So I just want to know who I am to boast in. Was it you that breathed into man and man became a living soul? Was that you in the beginning of creation? Did you do that? Was it you that sent your son to buy us back so that we may have a relationship with God? Was that you? Were you there? Were you a part of the Trinity? Did you do that? Did you do that? I think not. But it was God who created the heavens and the earth. So let's boast on who he is and what he has done for each one of us. And each of us can testify about what God has done in our lives. We don't know how he did it. We don't know how God did it. All we know is that it was done. And that's why I say every time I turn around, another blessing from the Lord. 1 Corinthians 1 and 31 says, so that, as it is written, let the ones who boast in the Lord. So our boasting should be in the Lord, of the things that the Lord, what he's doing in our lives, where he brought us from. Praise God. Our testimonies, lest we forget to boast in the Lord. I remember, praise God, when I had low self-esteem, wouldn't talk in front of nobody. Praise God. I was shy. Oh, but praise the Lord. Thank you, God. My boast is in the Lord, that he brought me out. Praise God. The miracles that have been wrought in my life. My God, my God. It was nobody, not a man, but it was God. that worked the miracles in my life. My husband, how God healed him, touched his body overnight, had a bleeding ulcer, and was tiptoeing around. Oh, praise God. And at that time, he was not saved. He didn't believe. He was not a believer. And so it got so bad. And God had given me that scripture that says, don't give what's holy to the dogs. Yes. So if you don't believe what God can do, why should I give it to you? Why should I even waste my breath in offering it to you if you don't believe what I'm saying? And so he went on that it got so bad that one night we had gone to bed and the Lord told me to ask him if he believed that God would heal him. And so he said yes. You know, sometimes we can be in so much pain, we can be hurting so that we'll readily say yes. That pain has hooked us up to receive yes, to say yes. And so he did say yes. And I anointed his stomach with my prayer oil, and I prayed the prayer of faith. And the next morning, he got up healed. Praise God. No more ulcer. And my husband was an alcoholic. Praise God. So he drank. He drank. But it did not, that ulcer did not come back again. Because what God heals, it stays healed. So my boast is in the Lord. It's in him. Jeremiah 9:24 says, but let him who boasts, boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord. Praise God. So our boasting is in the Lord. And just like I just shared with you, that my husband was an alcoholic. Oh, praise God. And he didn't just drink just a pint or a quart, but a liter a day. A liter a day he drank. Praise God. And a carton of cigarettes. Oh, praise God. But I kept on praying. I kept on believing in the man that I'm boasting about right now. I kept on boasting in what my God can do. I kept on telling God about the situation. And I would every so often would ask him to come go to church with me. Praise God. And he would say, no, I don't think so. But one day, we only had one car. And that morning, I dropped him off at work, and he wasn't feeling that good. And so the Lord told me to pray for him. The Holy Spirit led me to pray for him. So I prayed. And when I prayed, and you know, when with God, a lot of things are first in our lives. We've never experienced the things that we experience with God. I had never experienced the virtue going out of me to touch a sickness. And it did that morning. Touched it. Touched that sickness. And so God told me, the Holy Spirit told me, that he wasn't going to remember that he had been sick that morning. And he told me that when he said that, to tell him to give God 3 days of no drinking. So my husband, he did that. So when he came home, and I asked him, how did he feel? And he said, I'm fine. He said, why you ask me that? And I said, because this morning you were sick. And he said, Francis, I forgot all about that I was sick. And so when he said that, oh, my God, you can imagine the chills that went through me because God had just that morning told me that he was going to say that. And when he said, he's telling to give me 3 days, I told him what God said, give him 3 days of no drinking. My husband obeyed God. Faith without works is dead. Praise God. You got faith, but you don't obey what God said. It ain't no good. It's dead. So I stepped out on my faith and told him, my husband, what God said, and he obeyed. He obeyed. He gave God those 3 days. And after those 3 days, praise God, he didn't stop drinking immediately. But I want you to know that on down the line, praise God, my husband hung up his drinking glasses. He hung them up. And then one day he hung up the cigarettes. Oh, praise God. And then finally one day I asked again, thank you, Lord, if he would go to church with me. And so you know what his answer was? He said, yes, he said, I'll go. I was totally shocked that he said that he would go. And he went, and he enjoyed himself so that when they asked for the visitors to stand up and give their name, he stood up and gave his name and everything, and he told them, he said, I came to church today just to shut my wife's mouth that she don't ask me no more. But when he went, oh, praise God, that song is so true. Something got a hold to him. Ooh, the word of God, thank you, Lord Jesus, got a hold to him that day, and began to change his life. Praise God. And I want you to know that along the way he would say, when God would give him something, he'd say, something told me. Oh, but praise God. As he kept on growing in the Lord, he began to say it as it is, the Lord. The Lord told me. Praise God. So lest we forget to boast in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Jeremiah 9 and 24, and I think I just read that one to you. But Psalms 34 and 2, and it says, my soul makes its boast in the Lord. How about you? Does your soul, oh, praise God, go on past the mind, go on past the heart, and get down in that Holy Ghost-filled soul, oh, praise God, and boast of the good things that the Lord, you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, praise God. We're in court on this morning, yes, praise God, and you know, thank you, Lord, you're witnessing, hallelujah, thank you, you've been called as a witness on God's program, thank you, God, to tell, to boast of his goodness, to tell of his goodness, the good things that God has done for you, done for me, where he brought us from. It was nobody but him, nobody but our God. And we thank him for that on this morning, on this another Wednesday morning, another Recover All Wednesday. So you see, you can recover all, praise God, by going to him, going to God. Thank you, Lord. If you're out there today, praise God, and you have been struggling with who you are, which way to go, well, this is a good time. And if you know God or don't know God, you can repent, praise God, and come to him. And get back on track and let God direct you. Lord, throw up your hands. Praise God. Surrender. Thank you, Lord, to him. Thank you, God. I've been going this way. Thank you, Lord Jesus, not knowing which way to go, what to do. Oh, but I surrender today, Lord, to you. To you. Praise God. I want to boast in you, Lord. I want to boast in your goodness, to me. And we praise God for that. 1 Corinthians 1:26-28. And it says, consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. Praise God. So it's God. It's God in our lives that makes the difference. Praise God. He sent his only begotten son, praise God, to buy us back, pull our veil, praise God, amen. It was him that did it, and so that we may have this chance, that we too may boast in the Lord. We may boast in him. God did it. Praise God. The song that's ringing in me is, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. So we don't want to forget what the Lord has done for us. And remember that our boast is in the Lord. Let's boast in the Lord and never forget what he has done for us. Go back in your computer mind and pull up those memories of where God has brought you from. It was not you, but my goodness, that brought us God far, but God. What a mighty God we serve. I pray that this time of going through this pandemic will be used to reminisce and marinate in the word of the Lord, that we may grow stronger and stronger in the Lord. And amen. And amen. So until the next time, oh, praise God, right here on Block Talk Radio, I want you to join me. This is Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous, sharing today with, praise God, lest we forget to boast in the Lord, not in ourselves, because it wasn't us that did anything, but it's God. Let us boast in the Lord. Bye-bye now.